Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? This is Silver, and I'm calling in regards to work order number 06, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, 6163.
Thank you. This is for Tom Ortiz at 52 Condesa Road.
Yes, ma'am.
How can I help on this order, Silver?
All right. So I pre-called the customer, and he says that he's not going to be home today because he has to take care of his dad. So he's requesting to be rescheduled.
Okay. And the customer requested a reschedule due to him having to take care of his father?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And, so did you want me to go ahead and, like, reschedule it or just put it in a pending fine?
If you can, he asked for next Friday, for Friday.
Okay. Let's see. And is it the not this Friday, right? Not the 26th. Okay, yeah, the 26th. Well, actually, it's showing here. It looks like from the calendar shows that you guys are only in the area on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays.
Right.
And the soonest that I could do would be Tuesday, the 2nd.
Okay. So probably best thing is for him to call to get that rescheduled.
In a quarter mile, turn
I don't know how this one would work.
Let's see.
But what he basically said was that he just wants somebody to check his, that everything's hooked up, but he wants somebody to check it because he thinks he's not venting correctly.
Okay, so it's just basically just a little service call.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just notate that on there. But, yeah, the 26th. It's showing that there's no time window available for that selected date, and I had to pick another date. And the 2nd is as soon as I'm just going to notate it thoroughly and schedule it for that day.
All right.
Okay, and I'll just put on there due to capacity, he's scheduled for the 2nd. All right, Silver, I have that notated for you. Anything else I could assist with?
That's it. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling XPO, and have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye.